This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Ray Jana. The headlines. Census 2027 to be conducted digitally for the first time, first phase to begin on the 1st of April. Government of Tripura reshuffle, and as many as 42 judicial officers have been transferred across the state. Central government allocates 4,900 crore rupees for Arunachal Pradesh under Pride of Hills component of special assistance to states for capital investment 2026-27. Mahavir Jayanti being celebrated across the country today. And now the news in detail. The census 2027 will begin from the 1st of April, marking the 16th census and the 8th since independence. Registrar General and Census Commissioner Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan said the exercise will be conducted in two phases. The first phase will include house listing and self-enumeration over a 15-day period between April and August, followed by house listing operations till September 30th. The self-enumeration portal will be available in 16 languages. The second phase will include caste enumeration. Officials said the census will be conducted digitally using mobile applications and a web-based portal aimed at improving efficiency, monitoring and data accuracy across states and union territories. The central government allocates 4,900 crore rupees for Arunachal Pradesh under Pride of Hills component of special assistance to states for capital investment SASCI 2026-27. Under SASCI schemes, about 25,000 crore rupees has been allocated for nine hill states. The scheme is aimed at addressing the unique financial and developmental challenges faced by hill states. In a social media post, he said, the allocation of 4,900 crore rupees for Arunachal Pradesh will help to improve fiscal stability and invest further in creating revenue-generating assets. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated a series of development projects at Umsining in Ribhoi District, including a major initiative to boost airy silk production and rural livelihoods. The projects launched at Umsining in Pattarim included Ribhoi Silk Dream, E-Wise, a program focused on airy rearing, innovation and spinning and enterprise development, along with the foundation stone laying for the Umsining Mini Stadium and rollout of Project Aspire, an app-based coaching initiative. Addressing the program, Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said the projects were shaped by direct feedback from residents during earlier outreach programs, including CM Connect interactions. Ribhoi has over 7,000 airy farmers and weavers, and the government plans to support them in phases, beginning with 1,200 households across 22 clusters in 5 blocks. Each beneficiary will receive support of about 30,000 rupees. An investment of 4.61 crore rupees is expected to generate annual returns of around 10 crore rupees directly benefiting farmers, he said. In a major administrative reshuffle, as many as 42 judicial officers have been transferred across Tripura. The notification was issued yesterday by the Registrar General of the Tripura High Court, Anshuman De Barma. According to the official order, Prakash Kumar has been appointed as the District and Sessions Judge of Unakoti District, while Sudipta Chaudhary will take charge as the District and Sessions Judge of North Tripura District. Manabendra De Barma has been posted as the District and Sessions Judge of Kowai District. The Registrar General has directed all concerned judicial officers to assume their new responsibilities by the 12th of April. The Subdivisional Administration of Dharmanagar under North Tripura District has completed all necessary preparations to conduct home voting for voters aged above 85 and differently abled persons ahead of the upcoming Dharmanagar Assembly by-election. Subdivisional Magistrate and Returning Officer Deep Jani Chaudhary informed that the home voting process will commence from today and continue until the 2nd of April. To ensure transparency in the electoral process, representatives of political parties will accompany each polling team during the voting exercise. It may be noted that polling for the Dharmanagar Assembly constituency is scheduled to be held on the 9th of April, while the counting of votes will take place on the 4th of May. In Assam, home voting for elderly voters above 85 years of age and persons with disabilities has commenced. According to the Election Commission of India, a total of 19,774 elderly voters above 85 years and 6,638 persons with disabilities have been approved by returning officers to avail the home voting facility in the state. Home voting is currently underway across various constituencies in Assam, as well as Kerala and Puducherry, and is scheduled to be completed by the 5th of April. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday emphasised the need for heightened vigilance on the availability of essential commodities in the Himalayan state and directed officials to strengthen monitoring mechanisms and strictly curb hoarding, black marketing and overpricing. Chairing a high-level review meeting to assess the stock position and distribution of essential commodities across Sikkim, he said there was a need to ensure seamless and uninterrupted availability of essential commodities throughout the state. Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem has said LPG distribution in the district remains normal with no irregularities detected following a recent inspection drive. A district-level monitoring committee carried out inspections of LPG distribution agencies and outlets across Kohima. According to the Deputy Commissioner, all LPG distributors were found to be complying with the latest guidelines issued by the Food and Civil Supplies Department. No instances of hoarding, black marketing or overpricing were reported during the inspections. He added that LPG supply across the district is adequate and functioning smoothly. A five-day culinary immersion under Siti 2.0 has brought chefs, creators and cultural practitioners from across the country to Meghalaya, putting the state's evolving approach to food, culture and tourism in focus. The programme, which concludes yesterday, signals a shift in how Meghalaya is pitching itself, not just as a tourist destination, but as a culturally rooted and globally relevant region. Siti 2.0 founder Sid Mewara said the event was designed to reflect Meghalaya's cultural diversity in an immersive format. This is the first time Siti 2.0 is being held in the state. The day also included the Culinary Cascades event at Watts Lake, which brought together chefs, policy makers and the public for discussions on tourism and economic opportunities. In a significant step towards strengthening public health care in Tripura, a 100-day integrated campaign on malnutrition, tuberculosis and adolescent health improvement was formally launched yesterday at the State Secretariat in Agartala. The programme was inaugurated in the presence of Health and Family Welfare Secretary Kiran Gite. It is a joint initiative of the National Health Mission Tripura, North Eastern Electric Power Corporation and Tripura Santiniketan Medical College. The primary objective of the campaign is to identify and address malnutrition, adolescent health concerns and related challenges in selected areas of the state through targeted interventions. The initiative also aims to make healthcare services more accessible and effective for the people. In Arunachal Pradesh, the commemorative programme on nationwide observance of 150 years of national song, Vande Mataram, was organised across schools in Itanagar Capital Complex yesterday. In Naharnagun, the students of the Government Secondary School G Sector participated in the rendition of the national song Vande Mataram, essay writing and extempore speech competitions. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. Followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. A resident of Champai, PC Lal Chuang Kima has achieved a remarkable milestone by donating blood for the 100th time, setting what is believed to be a record for the highest number of blood donations by an individual in Mizoram. His achievement stands as an inspiring example of sustained community service. Mr. Lal Chuang Kima's contribution has been formally recognised by the Champai District Association for Voluntary Blood Donation, underscoring the vital role local organisations play in promoting and supporting life-saving initiatives. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.